Yesterday on Press TV, Bahrain regime security forces had used tear gas to disperse demonstrators in Sitra. Protesters had poured into the streets to express solidarity with Youssef Bada, who lost an eye during a demonstration last month. Youssef was shot in the face when regime forces attacked a crowd commemorating the death anniversary of his son. And in a video released by ISIL Tech Fury terrorists, they have claimed responsibility for killing a Danish citizen in Saudi Arabia last Sunday. According to the Saudi authorities, Thomas Hoppner was shot while driving his car outside Riyadh. In the video, ISIL militants also promised to carry out more acts of violence. Iranian Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani says the airstrikes and military operations by the so-called U.S.-led coalition against ISIL terrorists will not restore security without a political roadmap. Larijani stated that Iran will spare no effort to help restore peace and security in the region. In Iraq, the commander-in-chief of the military operations of the Peshmerga forces say they have recaptured over two dozen villages southwest of Erbil. General Siron Barzani also said his forces had seized 9 ISIL vehicles and killed over 50 ISIL militants in the area. He added the troops on the ground deserve to get most of the credit for the achievements. And Israeli soldiers have transported 3 wounded militants who were fighting in Syria to the Nahariya and Puria hospitals in the occupied territories. Israeli media sources said the 2 hospitals have recently treated hundreds of the militants. Now, Damascus has also accused Tel Aviv of helping the Al-Qaeda-linked militants operating throughout Syria. The U.S. President's spokesman has announced that Washington has no plans to create a no-fly zone along the Turkey-Syria border. Turkey has been pushing for the establishment of a no-fly zone in Syria. Ankara is accused of making calls in an attempt to protect foreign-backed militants against airstrikes by the Syrian Air Force. Activists in the U.S. have called for nationwide walkouts to protest against police brutality. They're also protesting against the shooting death of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown by a white police officer. Events will be held in over 30 locations, from Stanford University in San Francisco, California, to Philadelphia City Hall.